Hey, this is Rick at Bite Size Pickleball. A quick call out to all of you who are listening on the Apple Podcast app. Please take a couple of minutes after this podcast to rate and review the show. I would be very appreciative. To do that, you scroll down past all the episodes and you'll see a place to rate and review the show. Okay, so you got injured. Now what? Well, panic, right? That's usually our first thought. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to play pickleball. My guess is that's all of our first thought when we get injured. I won't get to play pickleball. Let's break down the now what. No, it's not fun to get any injury that's going to keep us away from the game we love for too long. Because as you know, this game has become our lifeblood. It's our beating heart and our reason for existing. Okay, well, maybe not that extreme, but it's pretty important in our lives, wouldn't you say? And I want to suggest that we need to get past that initial panic as quickly as possible and embrace the challenge. And that challenge is the injury, because injury is just another speed bump in our lives that we usually will get over. And I feel like the first thing you need to do when you get injured after the panic is to take the time to settle your mind. Because your mind is going to be the quarterback in your healing process. And if your quarterback is panicked and frazzled, it's going to take your body longer to respond. That is a fact. And speaking of your body, it's so important to listen to what it's saying to you. If the wide receiver or the center or the fullback is trying to communicate with the quarterback and the quarterback's too distracted to listen, what's the result of the overall team? Total effing disarray. Your mind is the quarterback. Think of it like that. Your mind is the QB, and you need to work on focusing it before you can properly listen to the whole team and form a cohesive plan. Many times our body is warning us not to step out onto the field because of how it feels, but we override that warning. Why? Because this game is so friggin' addicting. And our quarterback is lollygagging around the field like he's on a drug.
Oh, no.
Okay, personal story time. Recently, I was out to dinner with a friend, and when I stood up to go, my back totally seized up on me. My first thought?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was pretty much my first thought. Oh, no. No more pickleball for me. Ever. And this seizure, this back seizure, took me totally by surprise because I'm typically pretty healthy and I'm in pretty good shape. Yet there it was. So I went home and I immediately got down on my knees and prayed. No, I didn't. I got down on the floor and I started to stretch. And I used my various back tools like the foam rollers and the cross balls. And by the way, a lacrosse ball is an amazing back tool. If you haven't discovered it, you can get them on Amazon. And by the morning, I was totally fine. Did I go out and play that day?
Yeah.
No, I did not. I waited until the next day, and I went a full day without pickleball. The next day, I did go out, and I proceeded along with my usual playing schedule, which is about 5 times a week. All was good. Until about 10 days later, I was at the courts this past weekend, and I was handing out these t-shirts I designed for my fellow picklers, and my back seized again. I wasn't even playing, I was just handing out friggin' t-shirts. By the way, if any of you want a t-shirt design or a logo, hit me up, because I do some pretty cool shh. And you can just contact me at rick@bitesizepickleball.com. Anyway, there it was, that immobile feeling in my back again. It might have been because I lifted the wagon out of my car wrong. Yes, there was that many t-shirts I was handing out that I needed a wagon to cart them out to the courts with.
Wow!
In any case, the body, the team, my team had spoken and had warned me twice. This time, I was scared into listening. And this time, it was a little worse. It lasted most of that day. What I then did was I really focused on stilling my mind, calming my mind. I needed to hear what my body wanted to say to me, what the wide receiver wanted to communicate to the quarterback. So I meditated. And by meditated, all I did was sit still and breathe. I didn't go up to a mountaintop in an orange robe and chant or do anything like that. I just sat the friggin' heck down and I breathed. And I allowed all the thoughts to rise up and announce themselves to me, all those thoughts in my brain. And as those thoughts started to rise up, underneath them, I started to sense this deep emotion. And I wanted to say that, especially when we're talking about backs, emotion is often at the core of our problem because we hold a lot of emotion, a lot of anxiety bottled up in our backs. There's a really great writer and doctor chiropractor named John Sarno, and I want to point you to his work because it's really, really, I think it's really valid, special work. And Sarno's philosophy is that, especially as men, we hold a lot of our anger in our low backs. I would say check out his book, Healing Back Pain, The Mind-Body Connection. If you have back pain or if you have other issues with your body, check out some of his other books. They're great. I have personally gained great insight from Sarno's books, and they have worked for me. His principles have definitely worked for me. And now when something is going on with me physically, I immediately go to the source, which is usually based in pent-up emotions in my body. For me, this particular back injury was twofold. One was definitely physical. So I'm not saying that everything is in our mind. A lot of it is, right? But it's also physical. So it's twofold. Physically, I hit it really hard on the pickleball court, like pretty darn hard. And so that right side of my body, because of this repetitive motion, was just getting overly tired, tense, and tight. So I went to work with all my back gadgets to free that area of my back up. And the other issue was the emotion. I really believe that COVID rewired most of our brains, even if we don't think it did, if we think it didn't have any effect on us. And let's face it, the entire world was under a death threat. And I really think it rewired our brains for more fear and anxiety. If you were an anxious person before COVID, COVID amplified that. If you suffer from depression, COVID amplified that. I've seen it in myself and I've seen it in friends alike. And I think for a lot of us, this amplification has become buried. And I think it is at the root of a lot of what goes wrong for us these days in our minds and in our bodies and how we behave with one another. I think people are so triggered so easily these days. Like if you're driving and someone honks at you or someone cuts you off, we're ready to kill that person. I don't think we were ever quite so ready to kill that person before COVID. Anyway, in my meditations, my quarterback got quiet enough to sense so much fear and anxiety coursing through my body. And the first step in any kind of healing or learning is the recognition moment. We need to recognize what we need before we can come up with a path to healing. One of the things I needed was to hear my pain and feel how it was all related to the mind-body connection. And from there, I had to make a plan to proceed with the healings. So this was about a week ago, and my back seems to be doing okay now. Yay, crossing my fingers and toes and everything. I've been working on it every day and continuing to keep my mind focused in the game. I've been meditating. I've been going on nice, quiet walks. I've been going on nice, casual bike rides. I did go out to the courts 4 days after I last felt my back seize, only to deliver more T-shirts. And I just want to say, don't go out to the courts thinking you're going to be able to withhold yourself from playing. Ha! I did a little warming up. It started with, okay, I'll dink with you guys a little bit. I'll drop with you guys. We'll do a little warm up. And then what happened? A fourth player came along and I got sucked in. Every time I think I'm out. Anyway, I played 3 games and admittedly, I was super afraid. My body did fine. I played great. But my mind was, as I say, afraid. The thought of immobilization was not fun for me. I want to say baby steps when you're returning from an injury. There's going to be some trauma, some fear in your mind, and to go out and play too long for too many hours the first day or even the first week, even if it felt good, that's just stupid. Baby steps. Do I feel like I am entirely out of the woods? No, I'm not there yet, and haven't yet gone out a second time. The next day, instead of rushing out to play again, I took the day off, and I focused on some yoga and some stretching, a nice walk, as I was saying, and a leisurely bike ride. But all this could not have happened if I didn't, and still do, take the time to quiet my mind. The mind is the co-pilot in the equation. It's your avenue to the source. And if your mind is anxious and unfocused, the process of healing is going to take so much longer. So I want to say, take the time to quiet your mind. And don't be afraid to allow your emotions to let themselves be heard. Because we all have them, and we often lock them up inside with no way out. The way out is to first clear your mind and keep your mind clear. This is a constant, keeping our minds clear of the clutter, both physical, for instance, the stuff we do to tweak the mind, like too much alcohol, too much coffee, too much cannabis, too much chocolate, too much food, and then the mental stuff that clouds our process, like anxiety, depression, anger, etc. It's going to take a commitment to keep your quarterback on target, but it is a commitment your body, your team will thank you for in the future. And as I was walking today, something else came up in relation to this, and I'm going to do a second part of this next week. And I want to talk about one of the main things which is keeping us from calming our minds, and that's the noise. And that's the noise we experience every day, the outside noise.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the podcast today. And if you like this kind of stuff about the noise and the mind and the injuries and all the inner stuff of pickleball, you should definitely read my book, How to Play Better Pickleball. And I have 7 copies to give away for the first 7 people that email me their full name and address to Rick, R-I-C-K, at bitesizepickleball.com. It's a really snappy read. The chapters are really short. I've actually had some friends compliment me and even tell me that they like to read it on the toilet. A little bit TMI, but hey, wherever you gotta get it, get it.
Bite size.